Technology is everywhere. It starts with humans and ends with humans. Chips are everywhere, in your car, in your phone, and in your bank card. A small piece of technology which we can't live without. The first chip was invented in the 1950s and had only one transistor, one circuit that was either on or off. Now there are more than 100 million transistors in one chip, although the size of the first chip is not that much bigger than today's chip. In order to get that many transistors in one chip, a chip is made up of several layers, sometimes as many as 40. It is like an apartment building, except each floor has its own floor plan. No two floors are the same, and yet all floors are connected. The blocks in front of the station are a reference to the chip. You can sit on them to watch Stay Tuned. The machines for this type of chip are made in Veldhoven.
My name is Ralph de Pachter. I'm working at the moment within ASML. Started there 22 years ago. Skate Girl brings us in her fantasy into the world of the development of Eindhoven from a small city to a Brainport Eindhoven as it is now. And she brings us also back into some technologies like photography, the dark room where photos play a role. The main vision she gives us is to fly with her into the world of the chip. The chip world is very similar to our own world. If you dive into the chip, despite all those technology which we are part of, we are the people who form the community who embraces this technology. I think when I wrote down this storyline, I could not even imagine what it would become out of the hands of Dirk van Poppel, the 3D mapping artist.
I've made some 3D mappings the last year, of the years before, for Glow. And the special interest is actually the interaction between people and the technical world, which is reversible. And I work from an intuition and the feeling of wonders, and that's a very nice combination. We learn a lot of each other, and we can build up the storyline on that grounds. It's very interesting.
Stay Tuned takes you on a journey into the past, present, and future. Incidentally, many people think that the station's design is based on a transistor radio, but it is not. Because in 1956, when this building was designed, transistor radios in this form did not yet exist.